beginnen gerade da mit sagt es war mit auf sad khash beginnen mal auf beginnen das master beginnen mit gemora alles kein ninve that we're talking about regarding the issue of ninve so says this that's what we're saying only spoke twice not three times says this is a tame it's a wonder because the mayas are not the shin which is why we have to say they spoke twice not three times lash khan should be mishlish we don't find they spoke a third time why didn't he a special halacha to teach that Since we find that they went back to their bad ways, the people of Nineveh. And he prophesies regarding them. We would think, Lisbon to explain Shigam was that also then at that point, you end up prophesizing, they're bringing a special limit to say that no, it was only two, not three times. But as it says, we begin to say, we actually do find that he spoke with him three times by the topic of Nineveh itself, because the Chassidus says a pasuk later on in the Megillah. In the safe of Yaina. Tasibi Yemashim Yaina Hahit of Cholchal Kikoin, we're going to the whole story to Kikoin. Is it good that you're going to get angry on this, etc.? Vanila Ochas on Nimbe, we're going, I'm not going to be concerned for Nimbe, etc. So he's spoken to him a third time. So Sibi Shamati says, yeah, but the Hanila Viskin Nimbe, but that wasn't regarding Nimbe itself, that was regarding the Kikoin. But that only works according to one shot in the Gemara. Mila of Nachbe Yisrael, he says, Shubla Dibrei Moi, that he didn't speak again ever at all for anything. Takasha is difficult. We can say, that was the same day. That's all considered as one prophecy. He says that regarding the what it says that spoken two times, that what does it mean exactly? He says that the Shechina didn't talk with him anymore. So Amar either he says Shachelik Alois the Medrash Shebi Rashi the Pirush Nevi'im. This disagrees with the Medrash Rashi brings in Malachim Beis. The Yemeshem Al Yehuyana Shehet Tevois the Begayim and Tereshes Al the Yoni Minim Itam Aloi. And obviously you say Hashem did speak to him ever again. Or maybe says Taisa Shema in a Chayshav El Dvam Shutar God. Maybe we're saying we only spoke. We didn't speak to him again. It was only big things. Going Meis and Ninde Vekeitzim. But small things, like we find as Rashi brings the Medrash, maybe there he did speak to him again. Next says Master Begun the Gemara Nosa Chayshim the Em Yoytzi. If he married his maternal sister, he has to divorce her. So we see the Brisa speaks about specifically a case of a ger sheherase shalei b'kedusha, but he does it with b'kedusha. And we're saying that his maternal sister, who was born when they were still not Jewish, has to divorce her. So he's come to explain why we're talking about a specific case when his hayrase shalei b'kedusha and the leidase was b'kedusha. So Pesach Bekodesh Rashi explains that the reason why this type of a ger is forbidden in his maternal sister is because the gezerin is a gezerah shem yisa chayse shenol b'achad make him to marry the sister that's born afterwards, which was when the parents were already Jewish. Shesh b'karas, where he's Jewish, she's his sister because they're both born b'kedusha achayse min aim. So it'd be possible of course. So therefore, it's forbidden even now as a gezerah, even though now she was not from she was born even before they were Jewish. So it sounds like Shesaver that he holds, that if the birth of this man was even not in Kedusha, he would actually be permitted with this maternal sister that was born when they were not Jewish, because since both of them was, if the lady was Shlebi Kedusha, both of them would have been Shlebi Kedusha. There's no such, we wouldn't have such a concern that he might come to marry his sister was born after that, because here there's no element of Jewishness for any one of them. Now, so it's a kasha. It's difficult because all the Elperik Beis, previously in the second Perik, the Bezim and Alpha Mema, Mesa Zafala, Achim and Amid, and like a Tchilo, that even maternal brothers, they could testify regarding Gerim. Because now they're Kakot and Chanel, I mean, even if they were maternal sisters. And the Gemara says, "Maishna Marais, why is the Marais Pirish?" In other words, explains to us that Shabbat and Zgai, even when they convert, but not the Benachiris, even though they were born when they were not Jewish, you see, there is somewhat of a relationship. The Gemara answers, "You're right, but Marais were given over to everyone; they were concerned in contrast to Eidus." Maishna sounds the not the Benachiris that even if they were born not Jewish, Shaykh Bukurbanim, that there is some maternal relationship. There was some Gemara's Marais to my regular Gairus over there, and here, and so we see that there is. It would be a problem, even though it's totally born not Jewish. Not like the premise we're inferring from Rashi. But in another point, it says, the sons of Yud, the maidservant, their conception and their birth were not in Jewishness. They only converted later on. Still, Rav Sheshet is on the Gemara that Tzadi Zayim and Beis says for Ben Limitz and Nashat Adoni to marry their wives. Why? Eli says there's a different shot, not like Rashi. At the time, the reason why the Ger is forbidden in his maternal sister is not because, like Rashi says, that maybe he's going to marry the sister born afterwards. Rather, the reason is the most likely to be Israel because it might could be confused with Jewish people. People are going to think that, yeah, you're allowed to marry his sister. And therefore, says, yeah, even if they're born when they were totally not Jewish, the same, we have to be considered because of the maternal relationships. And then why do we need to say that the birth of this person was Begdusha, if it's even Shle Begdusha? That's Lord Busanak, that's telling us a Chiddush. Even though the birth was Begdusha. Yeah, and therefore what? The Gishti Moy is dumb. So it's like it was two different mothers because of the transfer where she went from being not Jewish to being Jewish. And therefore you would have thought to say that, okay, that wouldn't be confusing with a regular Jew. Even though we're saying it's going to be forbidden, because Dimelech Lachlub might be confused with regular Jewish people. And that's the Chiddush. That's one shot. But Rebbe Pirush, he says, the reason why, which we're bothered with Taisa according to their shot, why do you have to say that the pregnancy was Shle B'Kedusha, is because the B'Kedusha, if it was in the state of sanctity, Hadeik Yisrael Gomer, then it'd be regular Yisrael. Actually, then he would be permitted in the sister was born to him, born to the parents when they were not Jewish. Since there's, regarding him, there's no non-Jewish element at all. His pshat is, you can't say what's called the Gemara Berurah Daf Chav Dalet. Oh, maybe you're going to say that they're coming from more severe sanctity, lesser sanctity, because here there is no such concern. Even though by non-Jewish they would be forbidden, and now by Jewish is permitted, because everybody knows it's not a sister. So therefore, we said specifically Harasa Shle B'Kedusha, because it was Harasa B'Kedusha, actually would be permitted to his sister, and then when they would say, oh, people might say, oh, what do you mean when he was not Jewish, he was forbidden, now he's permitted. Yeah, but this person was never not Jewish. We know another approach you could say is Mishmar Harasa Shle B'Kedusha, but the reason why we say that the conception was not in sanctity and the birth was, is because the Psikli Milsa. Because then, it's more definitive for the cases of the Braisa, Sha'az Ayri, because then it's talking about this prohibition of the sister, Bein Nodla Fonu Ben Nachrius, whether she was born beforehand when they were not Jewish, Bein Nodla Achra B'Kedusha, whether they were born afterwards in a state of sanctity. And so therefore it's a clear-cut halacha in all situations, so therefore we said this, Haradasa Shalei B'Kedusha, Malei Das B'Kedusha, because then you're going to have either one, either because of the Nodla afterwards or because of the Haradasa, from which is Shle B'Kedusha, from the sister was born before him. Now, Rav B'Chaim Pirsch, he explains that the Dafka Nokar V'Leidas B'Kedusha, we specifically said that the birth was in the state of Kedusha. And we didn't say that even the lady was Shle B'Kedusha. Why? Because specifically when the lady was, because if the lady was not B'Kedusha, that the Azman Ha'av Yikayim, because actually, the specifically we were saying in this case we're saying that mina aim yaitzi mina av yikayim. Yes, because shleiro atzma menachrius, because he never saw himself as a non-Jew. He was born when his mother converted when she was pregnant with him, so he never saw himself as not Jewish. Oh, so that's why he does the mikdusha. That's why at least paternally he's permitted in that sister paternal sister. But like Lamein Ben, you can't say, oh, we came from a more severe sanctity to a lesser sanctity, because he never saw himself as not Jewish. But if the birth was also Shle B'Kedusha, then the birth would be different. Then even paternal sister, he would have to remove. The Kibbutz Shadat from Nachrius, since he was born, he saw himself as somewhat of a non-Jew. They might come to say, Ban B'Kedusha Chamor V'Chul, became from a more severe sanctity to a lesser sanctity. And that's what the Tanna didn't say, because he wanted to explain that Tachis Na'av is going to be permitted. Now, Taisa says that the Hoshamin Le'Meir, the Hacha over here, B'Yushalmi B'Reishas Rabba, the Asim Ben Noich B'Achayse, meaning with this whole idea of going from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala, which Taisa was presuming, is because, yeah, when they're not Jewish, a non-Jewish person is forbidden to his sister, whether paternal or maternal. The Torah Shalkein Yazim Ishas Avazim, the way they expound the Pasuk, a person should leave, this is for the B'nei Noich, his father and his mother, it means besamach l'mav, the one that's close to him from his father, besamach l'mav, the one that's close to him from his mother, meaning his paternal or maternal sister. And therefore, here if he would be permitted, people might say, oh, we're going for Kiddush Chamor l'Kiddush Hakal. But Umiyun Nir L'Ri, however, appears to the Ri, the Hach Braisa Pligya Yerushalmi B'Rish Rabbah. Actually, this Braisa disagrees with Yerushalmi and the B'Rish Rabbah that says that, the Meir says that which sister you're forbidden in? Because the Mashmah sounds like in the Braisa over here that a Ger is forbidden from his father's sister and his father's mother. And the kulam muki hocha kra lachis abachis aim. Evan's explaining that the pasuk of al kenyaz ishazov azima is the father's sister, father's and mother's sister, where behind the kerabon the hasan, it's like the rabban within Yerushalmi the Medrash. So obviously the Babli over here disagrees in Yerushalmi the Medrash and holds that even according to a mayor, he doesn't hold the pasuk talking about his sister, not like Rabbi Chaim that was trying to explain the mayor. In the pasuk lachaisa, but moreover, the time of lachaisa av and the em yetsi, the reason why that the father is maternal sister, you have to divorce. Mashem perik dal misin sanet av and chesmen av. That mashem shem yem bonu, because maybe people might say, oh, we can kiddush chamor, we can kiddush kala. Obviously, you have to say that the reason is because the ilu time of the chluvi. If the reason was because of might get mixed up and permitted by Yisrael too, so less halachah b'kor b'sav. You don't have to be hit by the father's relationships. You're not going to come to make a mistake and to say that, oh, Yisrael is permitted in his sister. Because people know that B'nai Nech don't have paternal relationships. So obviously, the reason is because of, you might come to say, Shem Yim Rabban M'Kedusha Chamor L'Kedusha Kala. Okay, Mashmah, the difference sounds like the B'hai Ger Doledos B'Kedusha, that this Ger, that the birth was B'Kedusha, Shaykh Shaper Taimer Shem Yim, that people might say, oh, you come from B'Kedusha Chamor to B'Kedusha Kala. Apishle Ra'atz M'Sha'ach B'Nechas, even though he never saw himself at one moment as a non-Jew. Now, like Reb Chaim, they want to explain that you have Leidos of Kedusha, that you're not going to say Shem Yirmu. And Vizet Doichik, and it's pushing it, the Leimet to say, the Chais Av min Aim, that the father's maternal sister, Leikoyer Gedir, it's not going back in the case of the Gedir from the Reisha, Elmai rather Toma Beleidos of Shalab Kedusha, a different case, if also his birth was Shalab Kedusha, and then if you would say that, that would make sense to make Shem Yirmu, because his birth was Shalei B'Kedusha, and that would be Keichet L'Koi Nami Seifa, that would also be that, so that you don't have also the same thing where we say Nos Isha Bita Aresha, and then most definitely is talking about Shalei B'Kedusha, because it would be like how Rashi said. In spite of that, that it would make sense with that case too, that's going in a different case, but it says Taisis, no, because the Hach will be here by the father's sister, which continues from the Reisha, Mashmah the Koyah Gedir Reisha, something is going in the case of Gedir Reisha, which explicitly was Tomad, that Leidosa is B'Kedusha different, that would be Nalik, Harav Reb Chaim. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, Achleis Ab Ben Eim Yitzi, if it's the father's maternal sister, he has to divorce her. The Pirish B'Kedusha Rashi explains that the reason is because the Gezun Mishrim Achleis Ab Ben Eim, we make a decree because of its similarity to his maternal sister. So to his father's maternal sister. So it says, that does not seem to be correct. But Hedder Mashman Perek Dal Mises, the time that the reason why it's forbidden in the father's sister is Mishum Shem Yom, because people are going to say, as we said in the previous Taisim, Kedush Chamadu Yudush Gal. The Mukhi also Mach Baisa explains that this Braisa that is forbidden in his father's sister, that is Kirib Eliezer. That the Darshi expounds the Pasuk Al Kenyazer Ish Es Aviv Zu Achesav, as his father's sister. Bimkei Mitzvah Benachris. So therefore, it's forbidden as a non-Jew. So obviously the reason is because they were going to permit. Now, after Geras, even though it was forbidden beforehand, then people are going to say that we came from Kedush Chamor or Kedush Kal, which is not appropriate to say.